In this bulletin, Europe apologises to Italy for failing to help it deal with the coronavirus. Doctors will fly in to treat crew members and passengers aboard cruise ships floating off the New South Wales coastline. And in sport, several NRL clubs lodge applications for the federal government's wage subsidy scheme. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The head of the European Commission has written a letter apologising to Italy for its initial response to the coronavirus. The apology, published in an Italian daily newspaper, suggests European countries focus too heavily on their own issues. President Ursula von der Leyen says Europe didn't realise everyone had to fight the pandemic together. There has been concern over the lack of medical aid sent to Italy and the early refusal from other nations to jointly mitigate recovery costs. A six-week-old baby in the United States has become the youngest known victim to die of coronavirus. The death occurred in the state of Connecticut and comes as the United States records over 5,000 deaths from the virus. The country now accounts for almost a quarter of global infections, as half the planet comes under some form of lockdown. Meanwhile, New York only has enough ventilators to last another 6 days. The city is the worst-hit area in the United States, with the COVID-19 death toll passing 1,300 and total cases exceeding 92,000. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York is hoping to purchase more ventilators from China.
The governor can't say to a company, we need you to manufacture this. But I ask businesses just to think about the situation we're in and a possible opportunity. It is the cruelest irony that this nation is now dependent on China for production of many of these products. Many of these products in the normal marketplace were being produced in China, and now you have everyone shopping China for PPE, gowns, ventilators.
A joint government operation is underway to administer urgent coronavirus treatment to crew members trapped aboard cruise ships floating off the New South Wales coastline. In the coming days, doctors will be flown to 8 foreign cruise ships to test and evacuate patients prior to moving the ships on from Australian waters. Speaking to Channel 7, State Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says he is hopeful all ships will be processed and set for departure by Monday. Australian parents are to receive free childcare during the coronavirus pandemic under a new round of federal government funding. The $1.6 billion childcare package is designed to save as many of the sector's 13,000 childcare and early learning centres as possible. The funding will begin from Monday and will cover the enrolments as they stood in the fortnight leading up to the 2nd of March, before large numbers of parents began pulling their children out of care due to job losses or out of health fears. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says vulnerable children and those whose parents are essential workers will be prioritised.
This virus is going to take enough from Australians without putting Australian parents in that position of having to choose between the economic well-being of their family and the care and support and education of their children.
The National Cabinet is meeting today and help for residential and business renters is on the agenda. More than 1,100 healthcare professionals are demanding the immediate release of people in Australia's immigration centres. Paediatric infectious diseases expert David Isaacs has written to Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, calling for refugees and asylum seekers to be released into community-supported accommodation. He says failure to release people seeking asylum and refugees from detention will not only put them at greater risk of infection and death from COVID-19, but could also place a greater burden on the Australian healthcare system. The letter is co-signed by 1,183 doctors, psychiatrists, professors and other healthcare workers. To sport, Penrith, West Tigers and Parramatta are among several NRL clubs that have lodged applications for the federal government's wage subsidy scheme. The development comes after the Tigers joined most of their rivals in standing down most of their football and administrative staff due to the coronavirus pandemic. Employees are entitled to $1,500 a fortnight under the so-called JobKeeper package, which almost 500,000 businesses have registered for. The benefits will be a major boost to the NRL and all 16 of its clubs, some of whom have grave fears about their survival during the crisis. And now a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, a shower or two, 23. Melbourne, late showers, 24. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, showers increasing, 20. Wollongong, rain increasing, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, rain developing, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, much the same, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.